So let it be written. So let it be done.
And hello, everybody, to Let It Be Written, episode 4. We got Rochelle with us this week. And we got the legit cream of the crop. That's a horrible way to explain it. We got Tregatry here.
I guess.
In the flesh.
Real deal. The real stuff.
Yes, the original form.
Yes. Yes, no artificial flavors here. Okay. So tonight, guys, tonight is the last episode where the writers had any restrictions, SFX or background music wise. After today, they will be free to use any SFX, any background music they want to help make their script freaking amazing. Sorry. Okay. So this round, the focus of this round was background music. It was kind of like an awkward focus. That also had to be holiday themed too. So there was like two things for this round. I read all the scripts. You guys read all the scripts. We're all excited and ready to go.
We've read the scripts.
I think it's really fun, like reading the scripts, and then it just makes it that much more exciting when you're like the actual listen comes. I'm always excited to listen to all these work. Yeah, me too. Last time I was at work, I named all the characters in Dylan's new avatar. So, there was one more thing I wanted to say. Oh yes, guys, there will not be a cut this episode. Mm-hmm. No cuts. Yes, exciting. I always liked it when producers told me in the beginning of the episode whether or not there would be a cut, because then I wouldn't have to be stressing. So. Alana,
I like stressing people out.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like,
Tragedy and I are yeah. evil.
You guys are. I know, and I wanted to be the evil one. Alana had the drop. She spoke to me about it. We talked for a long time. Thank you, Alana, for communicating. I appreciate that. But yeah, sucks you had the drop. So no cut this week.
Yeah.
First up is Charisse's script.
All right.
It's dark.
It's always dark on this side of the moon, dear. Please, have a slice of Spam and retire to your bed.
Will Mom be home for Christmas? I want to save some Spam for her.
Perhaps. Do not dwell too much on thoughts of your mother for now. I'm sure that we will see her again. Someday.
Is she still hiding from the bombs?
Something like that, dear, but do not fret. You should sleep.
Dad?
What is it?
Will Father Christmas get here okay? How will he know where we are? Will his sleigh get shot down?
Who knows? But I'm sure he'll find a way of getting a gift to you.
But my gift is kind of big. He can't just throw it through the window.
A large gift? Now, my child, do not be greedy. What did you wish for?
It's silly.
Most dreams are. Perhaps if we share them, then we shall become closer to breathing them to life. If somebody listens to your wish, then maybe it can be heard by the stars in the sky.
Oh, I get it. Well, my wish, what I asked for was Mom, with snow in her hair. Mom, and snow.
Such a selfless wish, Tia. Look at the time. Fetch a blanket and get some sleep. I will join you soon.
Okay. Dad? Why do you suck on those smoke sticks?
Old habits die hard. Alas, that was my last one. Never touch them, my dear. They're bad for your bones.
Oh. Then don't find any more until after Christmas. You can't fill this place with bad smoke.
I shall try. For you.
Thanks, Daddy. Oh. I'm going to the sleeping hut now.
Good girl. Mwah. Sweet dreams. She is so innocent now. I cannot allow her to miss out on my account. Every day, we stay put. Every night, I fill my lungs with tar. The scrapings from the dust tracks are our only means of survival. Not a soul can assist, since they all moved on in the hopes of freedom. Freedom. Such an unreachable bound. Tia, are you asleep? I hope that sleep takes you to a sweeter place. I will return shortly. Kind sir, could you tell me where to acquire supplies?
Not out here, mate. The Germans are coming. The best bet is find shelter and find it fast. When they arrive, the leaves are going to be stripped from the trees. We've moved them all on. You should go too.
No, it isn't secure enough. I have a daughter to think about. I was hoping to find a toy of some sort, or even fruit. I cannot watch her suffer anymore, especially at Christmas.
Very idealistic of you. It's not safe here. It won't be for some time. If your daughter is in good shape, then fetch her and we'll walk to the nearest space. We can only wait a few minutes, mate, so be on your toes and hurry.
I appreciate it, but I will have to turn your offer down. It's too risky.
On your own head, it be. I'll rate you for it, though.
Damn it! Not now! Everywhere I look becomes dreary. Damn it, Brenson! Widen your eyes! You didn't come all the way out here to die! There's nowhere to hide now. Nothing! Shit! Shit! Behind this shed will have to do.
Moving in, sir. Over.
I have to do this. For Tia.
Area looks clean, sir. No need for backup. Over.
Maybe they won't find me.
Footprints here. Over.
Snap out of it, or they're going to find you. They'll move off soon.
Tellyhawk 2, I heard a sound coming from northern boundaries. Over.
Oh, I'm a fucking idiot. Relax. Out of sight. I think it was a bird. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Calm down. It's probably just a slug or something. Huh? Teddy?
Initiating a full area check, sir. Over.
It's perfect.
Send reinforcement to Sector B9. Over.
Fuck! I didn't come this far, just to... What would Tia say? It's not the end until you stop trying. I can die. Or I can die trying. No! No!
Well, what do we have here? We've got a joker on our hands, boys.
Please! Leave me be! I'll do anything, please!
You think I'm soft? Ha! Take him down!
No! No! Fuck off! No!
Silent night, lonely night, all is gone.
And that was my VH Valentine, Charisse.
That's cute.
Rochelle, you get to go first.
Okay. So, Charisse, I really liked this a lot. Well, first of all, the acting was creepier than I was expecting it to be. Like, I was expecting Sky to be, cuter, and then she was, really creepy. And the mixing was, awesome on this. It was, super legit. I thought, as far as your script goes, it was really nicely written. The one thing I didn't understand was, why did he turn down the offer to, hide? Because they, ask him. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, come with
me. I asked them in my British accent.
Yeah, you
I said, I just want me to hide. And he's like,
Yeah, that I was kind of confused about. But other than that, I really liked it. It was really sad at the end. I was really worried about her safety, and obviously he's dead, but what's gonna happen to her, kind of thing. I don't know. I liked this a lot. I really enjoyed it. This was one of my favorite scripts seen from you on this show. Blackjack.
My burp. Sorry, I'm drinking root beer. Get bubbly. Yes, this was good. Let me open my notes. Hold on. I can't see without my notes. Okay. Oh, Charisse, I really liked the use of your background music in this, a lot.
Good,
I thought you did great job capturing what I wanted for this round. So kudos on that. This was it had a lot of heart in it. It was so cute, the teddy and I really like this dark story and tone you painted. That's just descriptive, I guess, of your style. And the ending was really sad. Actually, legit, I was sad for the characters, which is a good sign, because I was I was feeling bad and so good job for your script making me feel like that. Yeah. Tregatry.
I really like this. I thought that I think Charisse is just the queen of making a really vivid setting and just world. She's great at establishing a world, and I really admire that about her. And then there was one thing I remember. He's like, I was wondering if I could find a toy or some fruit. And I was just really amused that toy was before fruit. I understand it's Christmas and everything, but at the same time, I don't know.
Yeah, she doesn't do this stuff on accident. She just plants it there.
And then there was something else. Oh, when all the sirens go off, it's really tricky to have something like that happen. And then, have something like that happen and not make it sound kind of silly. Which, given it did sound a bit silly here, but so much of this was just so interesting and engaging, and so, I don't know, everything just sort of had a lot of care put into it on how this was made. Mm-hmm. I think
the also, all right, are you done?
Yeah.
I was just gonna say that Jeffers mixed this. I'm gonna start saying who mixed what to help people choose their mixers.
That was kind of amazing.
Yeah, it was really well done.
Yeah, Jeffers is gonna get all five people next week. any last notes, guys? If not,
I probably had other notes, but I can't look at my notes right now.
Oh yeah. Treg's freaking awesome right now. She's on the phone, by the way. I think people should know that, because that's epic determination that shall not go unnoticed. Man. Yes. next up is Dylan and his script.
All right.
I think. Wait. Yeah. No. No, sorry. Sorry, no. Next up is Sassy and her script. I'm doing them in the way I received them. They're not.
Oh.
My notes are in order, though.
Okay.
So next is Sassy and her script.
Okay.
I'm sure glad the Christmas rush is over. It's always so hard filling all those cram orders.
Ugh, I guess so, but now we're right into the Valentine's rush. It never ends.
Ah, come on now. Another day, another dollar, right?
Another 50 cents, you mean, right?
Oh, someday things will be better. That's no attitude to have. We've got everything we need, don't we?
I suppose. The water spigot on our block broke again.
That's a shame. So what do you have to do now? Go to the next building over to get water? At least you have water, right?
I suppose. So what are you and the wife planning for Valentine's?
A bit Americanized, aren't you?
So you're not doing anything then?
No, we have plans. Maybe go out to the countryside where my wife grew up. See her family on the farm. She misses it sometimes.
I bet. I doubt this is what she had in mind when she wanted to move to the city. Cramped factories and long hours aren't exactly romantic.
Hey, you can't all be glamour.
Yeah, I know. But it's just not fair. Why not me? When will I ever get a fancy iPod? Hell, when will I ever get time off for a freaking Christmas? What about my Valentine's Day? When do I get my box of chocolates? Sorry.
You know, I can't even begin to put into words how much my wife means to me. Being out in the country isn't my favorite place, but I'd do anything for her. How about you, Shelley? How are you and Aaron doing?
Yeah, Aaron. We aren't really on the best terms right now. We had a huge fight last week, and he hasn't talked to me since.
Oh, that's too bad. You two are such a cute couple. Why do we only hurt the ones we love?
That's the truth, isn't it? But you know, the only reason that it hurts so much is because I care about him so much. I can't even remember what the fight was about. Probably something stupid anyways.
Does that mean you don't love him anymore?
Of course not. I miss him so much. Disagreements don't mean we hate each other. It's actually a sign. It's a sign that we're alive. It's because of conflicts that we come to know ourselves and each other. It's how we live. It's when we can overlook the conflicts and accept each other for who we are. That's true love. I guess I should go see Aaron after my shift.
And when did you become so wise?
When I started hanging out with old farts like you, Trent.
Oh, I'm the old fart, eh?
Shush, you.
What are you doing with moisturizer, Rochelle?
I'm just putting it on my hands so that my hands are soft.
I know it's normal for girls to have like lotion and moisturizer.
My hands are going to be soft as... I don't know what they're
going to
be as soft
They're going to be soft as... Help me think of
a puppy. It's kind of a weird
thing.
They're
going to
be... Okay.
Let's get into... That was Sasia, mixed by Nani. Okay, I'm first on this one. I thought the background music was really scary, guys.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. For, like, the topic, it like, seemed sort of inappropriate.
Yeah, I, like, yeah. Well, because my note, one of my notes on here is, I really like the old fart line. That was kawaii. That was cute. And then, like, it felt really weird because it had that cute line, but the background music's all, like, scary.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, hey, wait, is it supposed to be, like, a friendly thing or a scary thing? I don't know. The scene just, it felt really normal to me. Like just a regular, you know, filler scene for a radio play. But, you know, that's not bad. It just wasn't, like, super exciting. But, you know, it did, like, the scene did serve a purpose. When the character, you know, had, like, a realization towards the end with, like, her little monologue about how it's good to disagree with people. Which, I mean, that's perfectly fine. But I just don't want you to forget, Sasia, that this is a competition. And there's only, like, 5 people left, so you want to,
like,
kind of,
stand
like...
stand out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Trigatry.
I liked the flow to this, but, like Jeff, like Blackjack said... Sorry, I have Jeffers on the mind, apparently.
Not all the time.
Like Blackjack said, it did feel a bit much like a filler scene, and... I think you can show off more as a writer in the competition, and I know you have it in you because I've read some of your stuff and you're kind of brilliant.
Yeah, she's awesome.
So, And then...
I love Saucy's, like, quit wit and dialogue, especially on the BFF show.
Her sassyisms or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's turtleisms and there's sassyisms.
Yes.
And then
everyone
Dylan
has their isms. There's Sharice has her thing, Dylan and turtles.
I feel like the people left have very, like, distinct writing styles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I can't look at my notes, so...
It's okay. Rochelle, would you like to add on?
Yeah, I agree with the, like, background music seems sort of inappropriate, and, like, the echo was, like, too much for me. Like, it was just, there was too much echo going on. There was an interesting shift in the character of Shelly. Like, she was all, like, depressed and, like, poo, and then all of a sudden she was like, well, actually, we're alive. And that seemed a little abrupt to me. Like, it seemed sort of, like, out of character at the end. I don't know. That was just me personally. And, yeah, I felt like this one didn't stand out as much as some of the other ones. Like, I didn't dislike it. Like, I enjoyed it. It was, like, fun to listen to. But it just, like, some of the other ones, like, were, like, whoa. And this one just didn't have that effect on me.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Ready for the next person.
Yeah, next up is Janie Gurley.
Oh, God, I hope I'm not too late. Please, sir, I'm here for the train at 10.
I'm sorry, miss. You just missed it, I'm afraid.
Damn it! When is the next one?
There's another one at 12 o'clock.
2 hours? But I can't wait that long.
Miss, but there isn't anything else I can do. Look, you can either wait here or find some other way of transportation, but that's really all I can tell you.
You don't understand. I have to get home. There's something I need to do.
I'm sorry, but look, there's a bench over there if you're going to wait. Now, I'm going to have to ask you to please grab your bags and move. There are other people in line besides you.
But I... Oh, forget it.
Excuse me, miss. Do you know if the train scheduled for 10 o'clock has left yet?
I'm afraid you missed it. And apparently the next one won't be for another 2 hours.
Darn. Well, I guess I have no choice but to wait. Do you mind if I sit next to you? I mean, the train isn't coming for another 2 hours, and, well, there really isn't anywhere else to sit. Thank you. Terrible weather, huh?
Indeed.
And on a day like this, Valentine's Day.
You got a sweetheart?
Me? No. Well, I mean, I did, but she left me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's no big deal. It was a few years ago.
You still aren't over her, are you?
How could I? She was my wife.
You were married?
Once. She was wonderful.
And then?
I came home from work one day, and the drawers were empty, and her car was gone. She never even said goodbye. Why am I telling you this? I just met you.
I'm sorry. If it bothers you, we can stop talking about it.
It's okay. Like I said, it happened a few years ago. I shouldn't let it bother me anymore.
The pain never really goes away.
What about you? Do you have someone special?
Yes, well, I did. He died. Cancer.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he was my boyfriend. He didn't tell me about his disease until he was in the hospital, and by then it was too late.
What kind? Cancer, I mean.
Pancreatic. It snuck up on him.
When did it happen?
1 year ago, exactly. Which is why I need to get home. But unfortunately, the stupid train decided to leave before I got here.
Huh. Valentine's Day. Now I remember. That's when my wife left me as well. 3 years ago to this day.
Valentine's Day. What is it about this day? It's just an excuse for people to get back together for a day and pretend everything is okay by glossing it over with chocolate and sex. What is it about the 14th of February that is so important? It's not like you can love anyone any more on that day than any other. It's all a conspiracy. Stores probably made it up so we buy heart-shaped candy, pink bears, and ugly flowers so that they can gain a profit. And then everyone acts like they care. I know it's the thought that counts, but none of that stuff is even good quality. The chocolate tastes bad, the flowers die, and nobody keeps those stupid stuffed animals anyway. Valentine's Day is pointless. Life goes on. Your wife left you. My boyfriend died. It happens all the time. There's nothing special about this day.
Well, you have a point, but... Well, it's not about that. I mean, sure, people get too caught up in the commercialism of it all, but that happens with every holiday. Holidays, I feel, are supposed to help us remember. It's hard to remember that my... It's hard to remember that I met my wife on... May 12th, I think. But it's easy to remember that she left me on Valentine's Day. Isn't it easier to remember what day your boyfriend died because of the holiday?
Yeah, I guess, but still.
I think we need holidays. To remember, you know? Every day goes by and it seems to fade, but holidays are always there to be remembered. Oh, sorry. I got a bit too deep there, didn't I?
It happens.
What's your name?
Gina. You?
Richard. So, I guess you're going to visit him.
Yeah. When he died, I promised I would visit his grave every year and give him a rose. I know it sounds stupid, but I...
It's not.
What?
I don't think that's stupid. I think that's kind of sweet.
I guess. It's just... something I have to do so I can stop blaming myself.
It wasn't your fault.
I know. It wasn't your fault either.
What?
It wasn't your fault your wife left you. Sometimes bad things happen to good people.
Thanks. I don't think I'll ever know why she left.
We never know why any of this happens.
We have no real choice in what happens in our lives. People dying... wives leaving, the weather, meeting new people.
Wait.
Life just happens.
Shh. Listen.
What? I don't hear anything.
The rain stopped.
We can go outside now.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for talking with me. It's been really nice.
Anytime. Hey, Gina, wait.
What is it?
Well, we still have an hour or so before the train leaves, and I was wondering...
Yeah?
Well, there's this little cafe down the street, and I was wondering if you would like to get some coffee with me before the train leaves?
Coffee?
Or tea, if that's what you like.
Coffee. You know, I think I'd like that.
Really?
Yeah. I would like that very much.
All right, so that was Janie Girl, and I mixed this one.
Yeah.
First off, I have to apologize because I mixed it when I was very, very tired. Anyways, point aside. First note, weather. When you're talking about that thing in the sky, that stuff in the sky and, you know, how it changes and stuff, that is W-E-A-T-H-E-R. Okay. Yeah.
Russ had the same thing on his actor note. He's like...
Oh. Yeah. Mm. It's almost as bad as wonder and wander, but luckily you didn't make that mistake. That's just another pet peeve I have that people make mistakes on. Anyways, so this scene had, I don't know, it had a nice vibe to it, but I feel like the characters, just the way things were handled were really cliche in a not very thought out way. Like, say your boyfriend dies from cancer and doesn't tell you. I know it's been a year, but like, I think there's just so many emotions involved with that, that it's, I don't know, the way she handled it and the way she talks about it, it just doesn't feel very real to me. Mm-hmm. And then, same thing with Cass's character. His wife left him, but this was several years ago, right? This mm-hmm. was three, I think. And he's, I don't know, he's talking about it like it's been just as long for him as it has for her. And I understand that, you know, it's supposed to be, well, I'm not over her yet thing, but
mm-hmm.
I feel like there was just a different way that could have been presented.
Yeah.
And then there was a point where, oh my God, shit, I want my notes.
it must be hard.
There was a point where Russ, nope, it's not coming back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll come back. One of you guys should go.
Okay. Rochelle, I think, is next.
Yeah. Okay, so, I agree, like, the characters were super cliche. Like, it felt really surface level to me. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. And, like, it was, Gina was kind of, like, forward in some parts, and then, like, she had her whole, like, oh, why am I telling you this? And that felt really cliche. And, like, there was that whole part where she was, like, it's not your fault that your, like, wife died or whatever. And
that,
it was, like,
that's what I wanted.
It
Sorry.
Was, like, yeah. you just met Train him. How do you know yeah. that? Like, I don't know. But yeah. it also felt like it dragged on really long. Like, I felt like it went on for too, like, mm-hmm. long for what it was. But I liked your ending music. I thought it was appropriate for, like, the cuteness.
Oh, that was my note.
Of the scene. Sorry. I didn't mean to take your note.
It's okay. It's okay.
But, yeah.
I liked that she used the thunderstorm. It was a little weird for me in the beginning. I really liked the ending music, though. Like, the, I don't know. Anyway, okay. On to my other notes for Janie Gurley. I wrote down some lines that I did like. Like, I don't know. I really liked the line where he's, I don't know what the girl said before, but Russ said, oh, how could I forget? It was my wife. I was like, oh, that's a little cute.
Oh, she said, I think, you're still not over her yet, are you? Or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, and he's like, how could I be? She was my wife. I was like,
yeah, that made me laugh when I was like,
yeah. This was, like, so, like, the ending, though, like, I saw it coming from a mile away, and it was like,
yeah.
it was like,
yeah.
it was kind of like, I wasn't surprised, because I know there are, like, there's, like, legit movies out here that are just like this, and, you know, the scriptwriters do well, but those movies are called, like, those corny, cliche Valentine movies for a reason, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're not real, like, people don't really, you know, take them seriously on, like, you know, I guess, Oscars or something. I don't know, I'm trying to have a there was one nitpick I had. I was like, this is like a consistency thing, I'm not so sure. Alright, so, she needed to get on the 10 o'clock train. Why did she need to get on the 10 o'clock train so bad? Was it like the 10 p.m. train, I was guessing? Because then the next one would be 12 a.m. and I guess she misses Valentine's Day. But then...
maybe if she misses that, it'll take her like 8 hours still to get there or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea why it was so bad.
Oh! Yeah. Sorry, I just thought of something else. Uh-huh, wait, did either of you guys say that you thought Russ was inappropriately cast? Did I miss that?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay. I, like, thought I maybe spaced out when one of you guys said that. But Russell, I thought, like, Russ was kind of inappropriately cast in the scene. Like, I know that he was supposed to be, like, an older guy. So it was either that Russ was inappropriately cast or Ambi was inappropriately cast. Like, because I felt that Russ was too old for Ambi. I don't know. It felt like Ambi was, like, a younger character. And that Russ was, like, this really old character. And I felt like the other character could have been played, like, younger. Like, I felt like if it had been, like, Apotheria or something like that, it would have been, like, more, like, equal playing field, etc.
I feel like, actually, in this scene, Ambi sort of, I don't know, a lot of her inflections in this were really kid-like, and she's supposed to be a 20-year-old, so I think that's more of Ambi being...
How old was she?
Appropriate. She was supposed to be in her 20s.
Oh, yeah, no, I thought Russ's character was fine, like, because he... had a wife and he was older. But no, I agree with, like, the two of them together felt like...
Yeah, it felt, yeah, it felt weird. So, like, it was, it wasn't like... Like, they both did well separately, but together it was, like, sort of strange. Yeah. Like, I feel like Amy should have sounded
that's
older.
Acting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. Sorry. But it is a... It is a the writer's job to properly cast their actors.
Yeah, no, it is. Because this... Guys, this is a radio play show. And you guys... I keep wanting to, like, having to remind myself that. But yeah, like, being able to cast and choose your own, like, effects and stuff will is definitely going to play a part, especially towards the end of the mm-hmm. show, like, when we get down to three people left.
Yeah.
So. Okay, those are mine.
Really,
okay.
Critique,
yeah. Today, so. Next, well, we only have two more left. Next is Dylan for reals this time.
Oh, yeah.
Am I gonna do this? I don't know if I can.
It seemed like such a good idea at the time.
Yeah.
Dennis is a cruel mistress.
Yeah. Turn off the radio, Richard.
What if we turned around, got back into the Camry, and just went to Denny's?
Look, Rick, it's Halloween night. We promised ourselves we'd take this motherfucker down. We can't go from being these kick-ass would-be hunters to two losers who order Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruities.
I don't feel as though two badass hunters would be driving around in a Toyota Camry.
Killed your cat, dude.
Yeah, but...
Rick! He killed your fucking cat!
Yeah, but...
Mr. Whiskers is dead!
Well, like...
He broke into your house, slit the cat's throat, and drained it dry of blood! He drank your cat's blood like it was a fucking martini!
He killed my cat.
He killed your cat!
He killed my fucking cat!
This is not a fake situation, Rick. He's not gonna sparkle. He's not gonna prance around with an English accent and sing and court girls who are all dead behind the eyes. This guy, if allowed to live, is going to kill people!
And cats!
Fuck this guy. What kind of a name is Tim for a vampire anyway? It should be like Timotheus or... Timotoya, or something vaguely European and old sounding.
Give me the steak.
Take the steak, dude.
I don't want to do this.
It's something you have to do. For us.
But it makes me a killer.
It doesn't make you anything but a good human being. If you don't stop this now, it's going to continue. You don't want innocent people to die, do you, Richard?
No, I don't want innocent people to die.
Then take the stake and shove it into the heart.
Please don't make me do this.
Rick, you need to do this. You need to do it right now.
Spencer, I really can't.
Do it!
No!
Do it right now!
Fine! You asked me for this!
What the fuck are you doing?
You are the one who killed my cat!
You fucking stabbed me!
I saw you do it! I saw you!
You little prick!
You set it all up! You wanted me to kill Tim!
Fuck you!
You're never going to fuck me again!
Oh, God! I wouldn't want to fuck you anymore! Not after you fucked Tim!
I never fucked Tim!
I saw you! You're not the only curious little cat in that apartment!
Well, you know what they say about curiosity killed the cat, Spencer!
Call 911! I'm having trouble breathing!
I didn't want to do this! I didn't want to!
Call 911 right now!
You made me do this, Spencer! You made me! Happy Halloween, Spencer.
Dylan!
He's doing what he does best.
This was, like, my favorite script in, like, when I was reading them today. I was, like, actually laughing at work. It was kind of awkward. It was really great. Like, there were some really great funny moments, but it wasn't, like, over the top. Like, it was ridiculous in what the subject was, but it was, like, a good amount of ridiculous. I don't know. It worked for me. And then, like, I don't know. Like, I just thought it was really funny. Like, I love the ending, too. Like, you had just the right amount, because, like, on a couple of scripts, I've given you the note that, like, I felt like you took it to, like, one step too far. And I felt like on this one, you were, like, perfect. Like, it ended right where it needed to end, and it was funny, but then it was serious, and it was like, whoa, this is sort of deep, and, like, you think it's funny, but actually it's not. And so, I don't know, I really enjoyed it. I don't have anything to say. I really liked this.
Dylan, I wrote in the chat, I think this is a great, like, step towards, like, more serious topics from you, but, like, it's still funny at the same time, which I think, like, worked out really well. I like the Tim the Vampire reference. Greg, you catch that one.
Yep.
That was awesome. That was awesome. As mixing, I felt bad because I wanted to add, like, a stabbing sound effect so bad, like, when he'd stab, but luckily Appa is like a sound effect within himself, like he went oh, so like there was no confusion there, like as to kind of what happened, because you know we kind of explained it too through the lines. And Appa's, I have to mention Appa's breathing lines at the end, like when he was stabbed, made me laugh so hard. It was a little awkward for me that in the script you said he was stabbed in the heart, and then like he was still talking afterwards, like, dude, what the you just stabbed me in the heart. That's kind of like a comedy thing, I guess. And then he gets stabbed again and he's like, seriously, dude, get me to the hospital. I just don't think, like, you know, if that happened he'd be talking like that, but I think it was like perfectly acceptable, like it wasn't like it fit the angle you were going for. And I didn't like the background music you selected. Yeah, in the beginning.
It was a little loud. I think it would have been better if it wasn't so loud.
Might have been me, because I mixed it too.
Oh, so. Sorry.
I know.
Not trying to call you out.
No. It's okay. Treg.
I really liked this, and I was really happy that I could hear everything when I was getting off the freeway. I laughed several times. And
okay, anyway, sorry.
Oh, sorry. When I said Dylan doing what Dylan does best, not only was I talking about, you know, the pop culture references and the funny, but also the riding on other people's coattails. Yeah. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. I enjoyed that. And he's, oh, I'm sorry. Also, pandering is what he's best at. but that was just so, I don't know. I love the way Dylan writes so much because he always takes me by surprise, and I am really good at figuring out where stories are going. But with Dylan, like, just the way he presents it and even some of the twists he take are just so original that I always enjoy what he writes.
Mm-hmm. I also like the Ann Katz line.
Yes.
I forgot to say that. Last up tonight is... It's not Sasia, it is Turtles!
Yay!
Woo!
Good morrow.
Hello?
Welcome to the afterlife.
What?
Yo! Your alarm's been going off for ages!
Oh, I forgot to turn it off before getting in the shower.
Thank God!
Sorry!
Fuck you!
Anything else?
Yeah. Leah called.
The ground you stand upon does not belong to the living, but to the dead.
I'm sorry. You've got to be shitting me.
Stanley Landon Blair, you died 6 hours ago. What have you been doing since then?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've been preparing to go to work. I've got an 8-hour shift, and it's the busiest time of the year since it's Valentine's Day. You would think people would be rushing to drugstores for last-minute gifts on Christmas or for cheap alcohol on New Year's, but no. Everyone wants both on Valentine's Day.
Mr. Blair, as you were walking around your apartment getting ready for work, did you happen to notice anything different?
Yeah? Did you talk to her?
Yep. She's coming over. She said she was going to make it here in 10 minutes, but when I told her you were here, she said she'd be here in 5.
You fuck! What did you do that for?
Dude, she's bringing Romilda with her.
Fuck, you know we can't be in a room together? I gotta go.
Well, hold on. I just got a text from her. They're outside.
There was more mold growing on the shower curtains?
Was the color of the mold red?
What are you talking about? I don't understand what's going on right now. Who the hell are you?
I am Death, Mr. Blair, and I come to the dead in many different forms. I appear to you as an old man because this is my calmest and most peaceful appearance. I must in your situation, Mr. Blair, because you are a special circumstance.
Why would you let them in?
Leah told me that she was picking something up and that she had something to say.
Christ! This isn't high school!
No, it's not. This is why we're going to settle everything right now as civil adults. Right, Stan?
Fuck you.
Well, that was a great start.
Leah, what did you come here to say?
Cool story. I'll play along. How did I die?
That is something I cannot say. You must remember yourself. Once you do, your soul will be mine to take. Until that moment, I will linger here until you do.
Great. So I'm stuck with you?
Indeed, sir. Why not look around your flat to see if that triggers any of your memories?
Okay.
Leah?
I... Stanley?
Yes?
Did you cheat on me with Mason?
You told her!
It was the least I could do since you fucked my fiancé weeks before our wedding!
So you lied to me and broke up with her later than you said?
We never broke up!
You have a lovely home. What a wonderful piece of art.
Oh, yeah. Leah made that for me last Valentine's. She's an artist. This year we were going to celebrate Valentine's late because I had work.
So you lived in this apartment with her?
No, I share this place with Mason.
A friend?
Yep.
Only a friend?
Yes.
I can't believe this.
You're such a fucked up guy, Stan.
This is your fault! You were the one who set this whole thing up, weren't you?
You bet your ass. Believe me.
You say another word, I'll fucking kill you! If you were after me, you shouldn't have taken them down in the process.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Stanley! Are you really gay?
Yeah. Are you?
No, he wasn't. God, I'm so pitiful. If this is really happening, I deserve to be dead.
The answer is yours when you remember. Mr. Blair, what happened?
I love...
I'm leaving.
Coward!
No, you're not!
Leah, put the gun down!
I don't know. I don't know what happened, but whatever did, I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry!
Put the gun down.
We'll see who you love more. Whoever you choose!
Oh my god! She just shot herself!
Mason!
I knew it!
Oh god, Mason! Stay with me!
Has it come back to you?
I think. Do I get to choose where I go?
No. Not even I get to choose your fate. I can only bring you to your final destination. This is only the in-between. You know, Valentine's Day revolves around death. The death of a man who hid romantic favors for others.
I never did any romantic favors for no one. Just myself.
Is that so?
When Leah shot Mason, I lost it. I let all my feelings unravel in the last few seconds of my life. When I said I love you and meant it for the first time, Mason had already died in my arms. The police were banging on the wall because I guess our shitty neighbor called the cops. Before they kicked the door down, Leah saved the last few bullets in her gun for me, and I fell to the floor. Before everything blurred into darkness, I saw Mason's empty eyes looking at me. And it was then I felt like I had both won and lost at the same time. I won by dying in the arms of my love, but the circumstances were too cruel. I lost more than I had won. In the end, I got what I deserved. I was the one that chose those cards.
Do you regret everything in your past life?
Yes.
Are you ready to move on?
And that was Turtles and her skirt. Am I first or you first, Rochelle?
I just went first on Dylan.
Okay, I'm first then. Wow, Turtles, wow. So this was tricky because this was so much better in audio than it was in the script. And that was one of my notes. One of my notes, I'll read it verbatim, said, I fear this will be, or this is really confusing. However, if you use clever background music, this might be able to work in audio. And I think it definitely, like, having the music, like, doing that for it, like, really cleared it up. And I kind of like how you did that. It's like, no one's done that yet. Like, you used the background music for one specific scene. The beginning, I got like this Christmas story vibe. Like, Death was like the ghost of Christmas past, and they were like looking at all the scenes that happened. And I thought that was a cool like way to go with it. I love the background music that you chose, the Godfather like mafia type music. I also thought you had good dialogue and stuff between the characters, but like I personally felt really like disconnected with them because I really like it was like watching a conflict happen where like you really don't know too much about why or what exactly is going on, but like while you're watching it you're like, oh yeah, okay, so this is happening, but I don't know, I just didn't really care too much for the characters. The very last monologue while I was reading like cleared everything up for me. I'm like, okay, I know how your story is. Some other side notes, I like that you included Romilda. And I really like how like just like the tale you told with it, like as a guy who once he remembers how he died, because I guess he forgot how he died. Once he remembers how he dies, then death will lead him to wherever he's going. But I do really respect like the angle you took with this and the risk that of like having all these like mini scenes within your script. Mm-hmm. So try a tree.
I think I understood a lot better like reading. But like the cuts to me felt very sudden in the beginning. Like eventually they worked out for me. But the like first two cuts between Death World and the past, sort of were really sudden and awkward to me, and yeah, really confusing. I wish that you had more time for this, because I feel like this sort of formula for constructing a story mm-hmm. works really well in when you have more time. Mm-hmm. And when you can spend like 2 minutes per scene at the very least, because the amount of time that you spent on each scene
and very fast.
It was very, very fast, and it was very hard to keep up with what was going on in audio. And then I love that music that you picked. And then I also had Romilda as a note. Just Romilda!
Yeah.
Romilda!
I liked
it. Oh, Nani.
My fave!
I loved the presence Death had as a character. Just, he was very cool to me. And excellent casting on putting Russ in that role. Like I think he just does amazing with those kinds of roles. And then when at some point, probably when they started mentioning the stuff about you cheated on me with a man, I wrote, turtle stuff is always so juicy. which I'm probably stealing from Nani, but oh well. I don't know. I also liked Appa's yes after only a friend. It was just so awkwardly adorable.
Only a friend? Yeah.
So I thought this was just so well cast, too. Like, mm-hmm. probably the best casting.
Yeah,
for
I love
me,
the casting
least.
On this.
And then the part where she shot herself at Mason to figure out which one he liked more was pretty cool to me. I just love how insane she was at that point. Yeah. And then I liked the monologue to wrap it up at the end. I think you handled the monologue really well. It's one of the cases in the show where a monologue has been done exactly where it should be, exactly how it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nani Mixis. Okay, Rochelle.
Okay, so this was, like, really mind-blowing for me because when I read it today at work, maybe I was, like, really tired. Actually, I know I was really tired. There's no argument there. But I got, like, super confused, and I was like, is it a flashback? I'm confused.
No, it's not you. I'm going to, like, email you guys your actors and mixer notes for the actors and mixers who included it. But, yeah, like, it's not just you, Rochelle. Like, some of the actors were, like, a bit confused, too.
Yeah, but, like, yeah. So I was kind of like, what? But then at the end, I sort of got it. And I just wrote, I really feel like I need to hear this. And once I heard it, I felt a lot better about it. Like, I thought the progression was really nice. Like, first of all, your background music sounded something like, okay, just bear with me on this, you guys.
I'm ready.
Okay, so for Christmas one year, like, a couple years ago, my brother got this Clue DVD game.
Clue.
And it sounded like that. There's, like, this background music in it where they're like, who do you think killed Mr. Body? Like, that's, like, how it said. Like,
it was Skywish with the revolver in the, I don't know.
But, yeah, so that was, that reminded me of that. But anyway, so, like, I liked the music for this a lot. I think it really helped. It made it a lot clearer, like, what was going on in the flashbacks and everything. So mm-hmm. I liked that. I liked this a lot more. Like, I really connected with this a lot more in audio form, which I think was kind of interesting in a way. Yeah. Because there's been a few for me. This has been the first time that that's really happened. It's either made less sense when it gets to audio, or it's, like, kind of, like, I don't know. Like, this was one of the first times that that's really been, like, completely,
it's really, like obviously, like, clear, like, in audio form, there's, like, a big difference, like, in a good way.
Yes.
Because Turtle, it's, like, I think I said this last week. Turtle has the vision. She knows exactly what she's going for in the script. She's just like, trust me, guys, it'll work out at the end. She has that radio play experience.
Yeah, and I feel like this really showcased her, like, talent really well, which is something I feel like she, like, didn't really do last week as much, and I feel like she really, like, upped her game this week, which was great for me, so. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, that is it.
We still need to give a list, though, because...
Yes, we have to give a list. There's no... Oh, I guess we should talk about that.
Yeah, why don't we... We'll stop the recording.
Let's pause, and then we'll... And we're back. We had a nice discussion.
It was very casual. It was very...
Yeah,
like,
it was.
It wasn't like... Hur! I don't know why I expected it to be like that, but
I think it's because no one got cut, so we were just like,
so
okay,
chill,
we could have fun with it. But I like our order, and okay, you wanna do something cool that we never get to do this because we usually have to start with the top. Let's go backwards and start with the bottom.
Oh, whoa.
I don't know if this is a good thing. I don't know because I kind of feel like it'll be more intense that way because people want to know who the top were. By the way, you want to say the thing? Like, our tops were, like kind of even.
Yeah, our tops were, like, super close. We kind of, like, discussed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the end, we kind of, like, decided on, like, who fit the round the best.
Yeah. But, like, the top three were, like, really close, so.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's do the bottom.
That's so weird, Blackjack.
It is. Has any show done it? I'm going to be the first.
Okay, you do it then.
People are like, okay, anyway. And by I'm going to be the first, I mean, Rochelle, you wanna say the bottom ones?
Okay.
Do it, Rochelle, do it. Do it, do it, do
Ugh,
it.
Stop pressuring me. This is pure pressure. Okay.
It was bottom
in
of the
bottom,
night.
The last place tonight was Janie.
Sorry, Janie.
But it's okay because you're safe, so it doesn't matter. And
you
like,
are
know
safe.
What to fix for next week, so you'll be all set to go.
Yep. Just go more below the surface level. Go more below it. Because more below is a great way to explain things. Sasia is next.
Okay.
Sasia. Yours, you're in a competition. Gotta be competitive. Stand out above the crowd. And then, Rochelle, you're supposed to go, even if I want to
shout out loud. There you go.
Okay.
I like that song.
Okay, okay.
Now, I wasn't sure if you wanted me to keep that going, so I let you decide.
Just okay. Who's next, Rochelle? Counting up. So who's third?
Dylan,
you were one of the ones who were really high for us, but like I feel like we both agreed that you didn't do the best of job incorporating background music for this round, and that was kind of like the purpose of this round.
Yeah.
Was to use background music to your advantage. Next up is this is the top two. So
yeah, so you should say who's first.
I should say first. Yes. So first this week for us is my VH Valentine Cherie. That's what's up.
Woo! And so Turtles in second. Congrats. Very yep, close congrats. Top.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Turtles, I really like the way that you like incorporated your background music like a lot this week. And Cherie, yours was really good. it was just good all around.
It was great. This was so fun. This was a fun night.
Yes, it was. So, next week. Oh, sorry, I think I lied. Last week I said that next week's going to be the start of the Ambi Weeks. Not next week. It's going to be after next week. Next week is the last Blackjack week. I'm being selfish and I'm taking one more week. All I've wanted, Rochelle, the only thing I've wanted out of this competition are some awesome fanfics. I'm not trying to steal anything from Teller of Tales. Not awesome fanfics. I want some bad fanfics. You know me. I wrote a bad fanfic. And people liked it.
Yeah.
And I think you guys can beat me and write a horrible fanfic. So every single round has been leading up to this fanfic round. This is like a fun round, guys.
Yay.
We're gonna judge you on it's the judging, because I mean fanfics aren't like supposed to be like, you know, I don't want to say like written well, but like the dialogue's not supposed to be fantastic or like meaningful. It's supposed to be like stupid and funny. So we're gonna be judging on like the most entertaining submissions next week. So whatever we think makes us laugh the most or whatever we enjoy the most, those are the ones that are going to onto the Ambi rounds, and then whatever
we should also like take into account like the mm-hmm. writing as well, because like we could be subjective about like what's funny and what's not funny, so we should try to be like not that subjective.
All right. We'll have each of the judges will have their own thing going on. I'm personally gonna look for funny. Rochelle, you could look for your what is it? Your actual good quality writing. Ew, he wants that. Rochelle can do the legit stuff. But I want you guys okay, so here's the thing. I'll send emails, but you have to choose two different like factions or affiliations, like for example, Teen Titans and Desperate Housewives, I don't know, something. And you have to cross them over, and you guys have to write a fanfic. You could use any sound effects you want, any background music you want. Please include the sound effects and the background music for the mixer. It'll make it easier, a lot easier for us. But yeah, I want you guys to do like actual like notable like famous type things. Like I don't want I should be able to know all of the cartoons or whatever or plays that you're referencing. That's just me. It's just me. Are we done, Rochelle?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks guys for listening.
Woo, good night.